Broncos have a very, very good shot, better than we thought. I wonder what Joe Coors Jr. thinks about Peyton Manning coming to Colorado before we get into why we're talking to you, Joe. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. So do you favor? Are you a Peyton Manning fan, or do you make the bid for him, or do you stay with Tim Tebow?
Well, excuse me for being a little bit political here, but the big goal is to get the Broncos into the Super Bowl.
And who best to do that?
That's a really good question, and if Peyton is healthy, bring him on.
Okay, excellent. That's a thing. I just don't, man, I hate to see that man paralyzed for the rest of his life. This is just, it's a dangerous business to begin with, but all right, we'll save that for later on. Listen, you got a meet and greet tonight, right? Where are you going to be?
It's at the Pegasus Restaurant in Castle Rock.
Great.
Nice place.
The owner, John, I'm trying to remember his name. Is it?
I think so.
John, just a great guy down there. We've met him.
John DeLay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Big listener to the show. And so what do you plan on talking about? I want to ask you about the Keystone Pipeline. Because you know what? They had the vote, and it what was it, 42 to 56? Was that the vote on the Keystone Pipeline? Two votes could have put this on the president's desk, and he would have had a decision to make or to veto. Instead, politics were played in Washington, D.C. How do you think you can change that, and would you have voted for Keystone?
Hey, I would have voted for Keystone. I'm a very energy self-sufficient for the United States. I just hate to see us sending billions of dollars a day over to countries to import oil when we could do that here. It is a really political football, but I'm very much in favor of the Keystone Pipeline.
What now? You're running against Ed Perlmutter in the 7th. What is the key issue? Are you going to run against this man on?
Basically, his voting track record. I think that it's easy to follow his votes that have resulted in net deficit spending of $5 trillion since he's been in office for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Did he vote down Keystone as well, I believe?
He waffled on it, but his most recent vote, I believe, was against the Keystone Pipeline.
Okay. As far as Obamacare, it's interesting when you separate Colorado politics from the national politics, but really Obamacare is going to affect everybody. How big an issue is that for you in this race?
It's huge, and it goes back to societies who have controlled health care or governments that have controlled health care in their countries. Mm-hmm. Basically own the individual, and we cannot let an Obamacare legislation dictate our lives in any manner, shape, or form. And I'm very much opposed to it and would certainly vote to repeal it or defund it or whatever I could do when I get back there.
You make a great point. Yeah, think about that. If somebody can make a decision on your health and yeah. decisions on your health, I mean, what more? They have total control over you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What else do you think? What are you going to be talking about? What are you hearing now on the campaign trail, as it were, here?
Well, that's interesting, and most people—not most people, but in the meet and the greets and the little stump speeches that I've given, the things that are on the constituents' mind that I'm meeting with are the economy, wasteful government spending, and jobs. Those are the top three issues.
Yeah, and you've got answers for them all at Pegasus tonight from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. Pegasus Restaurant. That's at 313 Jerry Street in Castle Rock. Great restaurant. And tonight you'll be there, Bill.
Can I ask Joe a question?
No, but go ahead,
Joe. This is Bill, the dopey sports guy. How cool is it to have the family name on the Denver Major League Baseball park?
Well. There's pluses and minuses of that, but the family is grateful for the opportunity to have helped and assist getting the Colorado Rockies to Denver those many years ago.
I think that's pretty neat to have your name on there. That's all. Have a good day, Joe.
Thank you very much, guys.
You'll get all kinds of questions here. And seriously, did you really take in serious consideration, Joe, one beer, one vote? Come on, I thought I was genius. Anyway, talk to your campaign manager about that, and we'll see you tonight at the Pegasus Restaurant in Castle Rock. That is candidate for the 7th Congressional District, Joe Coors Jr. Have a good day.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, bye-bye. It is.